Well, I guess it is. I guess the hamper's the one that's got a lid on it. But I didn't mean it that way. I knew that was had it open. It was open where you put your clothes in and had handles on it.
Uh-huh.
But I guess there is a difference.
Okay. What do you call the things, the metal things that go around a barrel?
They go around what?
A barrel.
Oops.
Okay. And what do you call something that you can put into the top of a bottle to keep the liquid from pouring out?
A coke.
Okay. And what kind of material would this thing be made out of?
I guess it's cork.
Okay. What do you call a musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth?
There's two names for that. Mouth organ. Now what is it? I know, but I can't tell you.
Flute. Is it flute?
There's a flute, but it's not that long thing. Flute is long.
It's got little things.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But there's another, what is that name that you call with that?
Have you heard it called a harp?
Yeah, jute harp.
Well, now, is the jute harp different from the...
I think it's the same thing as a mouth organ.
Okay. Well, now, what about a musical instrument that you put up to your teeth? You can put up to your teeth. Have you ever seen somebody do one of those? Okay. What do you call something that a person uses to drive a nail with?
A hammer.
Now, on a horse-drawn wagon that has a place for two horses, what do you call the piece of wood that goes between them?
No, but I can tell you not. Never mind.
Would you call that the tongue?
Oh, I wouldn't have called it the tongue, but I guess that's what it is.
Well, maybe I'm not describing it right.
I know what you mean, but I just don't know what you call them because I ain't used to horses.
Well, what about the things that you back a horse up into when you hitch him up to a wagon? You know, there's those two wooden things that go along on the side. What do you call those? Are you familiar with the term shafts for this, or chaise, or draft? Not familiar with it. Okay. Did you all have horses when you were growing up? Didn't have horses. Were there a lot of horse-drawn vehicles in Savannah when you were growing up?
Well, we had hacks. And they were drawn by horses, and buggies that were drawn by horses, wagons that was drawn by buggies, by horses.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know the term. We didn't own any of those kind of things.
Uh-huh.
I just seen those.
Well, what's a hack?
A hack was a two-seated concern. The passenger sat in the back and the hackman sat in the front.
So it was like a taxi then?
Sort of.
Uh-huh. And what else did you say? You had hacks and...
Buggies.
And what were they like?
And what? Buggies was, well, I know you've seen some buggies around here. They were smaller. And sometimes they were drunk. Even the undertakers had them, you know, had hearses driven with horses.
Uh-huh.
Buggy was smaller than a hack.
And what about?
Buggy just had two people, a seat for two people.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about a wagon now?
Well, a wagon was much larger, and some of them were covered, some of them weren't. They were used for hauling things.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you familiar with the different terms for different parts of a wagon? You know, like parts of the wheel and this kind of thing?
Well, I can say the wheel, the hub.